Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Angel Antics here on Sacred Embers Network. We are so thrilled that you've joined us here on a Sunday. I'm not even sure that we've ever had a show on a Sunday before, but we thought we'd try it out. Just schedules were a little bit busy with the holiday season and things going on and work and so on and so forth. So this was the best chance that DC and I had to get together with you. So we want to welcome you to this Sunday show, and thanks for joining us here at Angel Antics. And you're here with Eileen Powers and my co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC, are you there?
I'm here, Eileen. It's so nice to connect with you on a Sunday. And I don't believe we've ever had a Sunday show. So this is really exciting. And you know what? I even think that we're being listened to by the North Pole. I think Santa and the elves are taking a little break before it really gets, you know, to their really, you know, that stressful time for them. But they're taking a break, and they want to just refresh and renew. And they're saying, you know, when you take a break, you know, when you do something just for you, just pay a little more attention to you. You really see, you know, what benefit that brings. And with that being said, the angels want to come in, and they want to help us to really lighten up and be merry this holiday season. And they want us to know that Christmas is a wonderful time of year, but it also can be a hard time for many as well. With so, like, many expectations during the spirited season, the angels remind us just to laugh and lighten up. They also remind us that it's the thought that counts. And they want to help everyone to have holidays. They're saying, be jolly, by golly. You don't have to go all out and deck the halls. It could still be like a winter wonderland. Try to keep things simple. Sugar and spice makes Christmas nice. Christmas cookies and happy hearts. Now that's how the holiday should start. Everyone enjoys homemade cookies and desserts. After all, this is the season filled with sweetness. Even if it's not a white Christmas, you can enjoy the festivities with those you love. Don't get your tinsel in a tangle. Let those you love know what a blessing they've been to you throughout the year. This is a great time to connect and have a cup of Christmas cheer. Make sure that you are adding armfuls of hugs, hearts filled with love, and a little angel food cake to add some extra sweetness, and you'll soon feel like it's a wonderful life. It doesn't have to be a blue Christmas. With all the wonderful movies that are around this time of year, you don't have to stay home alone or have a Charlie Brown Christmas. You could even listen to some magical music that will uplift your mood, like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer or I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. You're soon going to begin to feel the holiday joy. Instead of feeling like that Grinch who stole Christmas, remember to add fun and laughter this holiday season and jingle all the way. You don't need a sleigh with the Griswolds tourist wagon delivering all the fun. The angels hope that they have filled you with a little Christmas magic and remind you it's all fun and games. Until Santa checks that naughty list, of course. But have some fun and don't take the holiday so seriously. After all, Christmas is associated with a jolly fat man, flying reindeer, and even elves. Santa asks that you join in the fun and have a laugh with him. He doesn't want it to be a silent night. Wishing you all tenderness for the past, courage for the present, and hope for the future. And it's the most wonderful time of year, so please spend time with those you love and share the joy of the holiday season. And that was our little angel message, Eileen.
That is darling. I love it. Well, and Merry Christmas.
Well, I think the angels were in a festive mood, so I had to take that all down and deliver it.
Yes. Well, and this is the beginning of really Christmas week, you know. It's Christmas next Sunday, which is, I don't know, isn't that odd to have Christmas on a Sunday?
Hey, how is it odd? We're having our show on a Sunday.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Any day of the week is good, Eileen. It's all good.
I know. Last week I did so many readings. It was unbelievable. And this week it was a little bit quieter, but that's okay. I just love doing it. And just gives me a chance to connect with my own spirit and talk to God myself, which I do every day. But it's fun to give readings for others and allow the energy to flow through us. So that's always a gift.
It's a blessing.
It's a gift that I get to give. So
it is. It's a gift that we so joyously share with others.
Yes. Yeah.
Because there
sometimes
are times, even during the holiday season, where people need a little extra help. And you know what? That's what I wanted to say too. This is a time of year when we should really, invite our angels to be with us. Because it's for some it's a really hard time, And there's so many different angels that could come in with whatever need that you have. But just always invite them to come along, no matter what you're doing. And they're these beautiful, beloved, benevolent beings. They're just pure love and light. And they're just waiting for us to ask for, ask them for help. So please invite them in. Eileen and I, we're probably a little bit more aware of our angels, and we invite them with us all the time. Don't we, Eileen?
Absolutely. Every day, every morning I get up and I pray. And actually throughout my day, just about everything I do, I say a little prayer for. And the trick with that is some people are like, well, I don't know. I don't hear my angels. I don't see their guidance, da-da-da-da-da. And what I must ask is, I'm going to make a statement, which is, you cannot wait for them to just show up. They're not. That's not part of the deal. The deal is you have to ask, and it is due to each of us being allowed to have what we know as our free will. And angels, guides, guardians are not allowed to interject because of that free will. The only way they are allowed is in the asking. So in order to receive, you must ask. So ask, make everything a prayer, and as every thought you have flows through as a prayer, that is part of your asking, and that's how your angels come in, is to ask.
Yes, see, and we just want to add that they can come in if we don't ask, if there's like an emergency going on, but I think it would be a little bit better if we ask the angels in before something big like that happens, because they could also guide us before something, major occurs.
Yeah, before it occurs. So right now, to start our show, I'm going to ask each of us to drop into our heart space and take a couple deep breaths, and then I'm going to do a meditation we've done in the past, a little short one, and ask for those angels to guide us and come in. So right now, I want everybody to take 3 deep breaths. All right, and with that done, I want you to all focus on the direction of east, and I want you to look towards Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael is our healing angel. It's represented by the color of green, which is the color of healing. And I want you to also know that he is part of that heart chakra. So open up your heart and invite Archangel Raphael to come in and walk with you, guide you, and deliver any messages that he has for you today. I now want you to look towards the south, or the energy of the south, feel the direction of the south, and invite in Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is there to guide us with some of our bigger questions and desires. And so ask Archangel Michael to help you with your own direction and your own spiritual choices, and the energy of the fire, that he lights a fire under us and warms us, and ask Archangel Michael to walk with you today. I ask you to look towards the west, or send your energy towards the west, and invite in Archangel Gabriel. Archangel Gabriel represents the color of light blue, and is part of our source of communication. ask Archangel Gabriel to help you communicate with others today and walk with you. Now, call in the energy of the North and Archangel Uriel. Archangel Uriel helps us ground ourselves, helps give us a good base here to view our own perspectives from, and to know that we are part of this earth, and as we each and every one of us ground into that earth, we each connect with one another like roots of a tree entwining with one another. So set your roots in deep and dark, or deep and down, and into the earth, and bring that joy, richness of the soil, all the elements back up into ourselves, and hold that within ourselves. Now look up to the energy of the heavens and ask all that your guards, your guardians, your guides, your personal angels, and the loved ones that have gone before you, and any angels that are there today that would like to help guide you. Ask them and invite them into your heart space. Now with that all said and done, I would like each of you to take another deep breath to really center that into your body. And with each of us opening up to our own messages, I will take our first caller today. And our first caller today is from the 609 area code. 609, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to Angel Antics. Do you have a question for us today?
I've called before. I don't know if you have a limit on how many times you can call. But,
no, none.
Okay. I guess just wondering if any changes. Just kind of still looking for direction, still kind of stuck with a lot of stuff going on, health and.
All right. Well, let's see what what your guides want you to know today. We'll just ask that and ask them to bring you the messages that you need to hear. How's that?
That sounds great.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Hi, Susan. This is DC.
Hi.
Hi. The first thing that I have is the angels are asking that you really pay attention to little things, you know, in regard to family and friends. Make the phone calls, maybe spend some time. If they need help, you know, give them the help that you can. And this is really going to say, hey, you know what, these relationships are going to be there in the future for you, okay? I am getting the angels are asking. We have Archangel Raphael coming forward. He's our healing angel. He's saying, Susan, let go of any emotional issues that may be holding you back, okay? Because whatever's holding you back is affecting your health, okay? So if we sort of like hold on to negative energy, it really can make us physically ill. And whatever you're holding on to, Archangel Raphael is saying, you know, beloved one, it does not serve you, okay? So just learn to let things go. And if you're having physical symptoms, you know, maybe if you diary it and see what's going on in your life at the time you're not feeling well, there might be, you know, a little connection that you'll begin to notice, okay? And when in doubt, just, you know, let it work itself out. That's what he's saying, you know, just when in doubt. And ask your angels to come in, of course, like we said in the beginning, and allow them, like, to come in and help you with anything that you have going on, anything and everything, every area of your life, okay? I'm also getting that finances are going to be improving for you. Susan, you may even get some money you did not even expect to have, okay? And the angels are saying use it wisely. And I see your financial health, it is going to be growing, okay? I'm sort of seeing like pennies from heaven, okay? So my dog Ginger transitioned in July, and she's saying, Mom, it's not chum change. This is really going to be like a nice amount of money, okay? So just make sure that you use it wisely is what the angels are saying. Make good decisions. And I'm getting like in regard to work, new. It's time for change, new, okay? And the angels are saying, Susan, remember that things won't happen unless you take that leap to try to help, you know, because wishing doesn't change anything is what I'm getting, okay? And just release the past, because when you release the past, you are opening for something more beautiful to come in. And I'm seeing that you're going to have a more enriching future. So at this time, you're asked to just let go and let God, okay? And don't give up, you know, do not give up. Everything is going to be fine. The angels want to help you to really know that, you know, they're going to help you so you can make these empowering decisions, okay? And just keep moving forward. I'm getting, do the logical thing, okay? Try to set your emotions aside and instead connect with your logic, okay? But I do see that you are, you know, you're moving forward. You are made to be a leader. I'm getting, you know, you have those beautiful qualities, okay? So just, you know, allow the angels to come in and to help you. And I'm getting that you're moving into this beautiful direction, okay? Okay, what else are they showing me? Let me see what else I'm being shown here. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, just really, you know, what is it that you love to do, Susan? Do what you love. And it'll help you to get where you want to be. This is going to be a time that you find that you're growing in your life. It could be career. There could be some artistic work that you connect with. But I'm getting, you know, just do what you love and just follow the passion, okay? Follow your passion. And do you have, like, any artistic skills?
I do.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know, if you connect with them and you do that, you're going to be paid, okay?
Okay.
So that's what the angels are showing you, that you are going to be paid. The other thing that I have for you, are you watching your, like, your diet, and are you exercising?
I don't have much of an appetite. I get chemo, so I'm
okay.
Kind of having a hard time. So I do the best I can, and I don't get out much, so that's, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm seeing this is going to be a beautiful time for you. Things are going to turn around. So you just have to allow Archangel Raphael, like I said, he's our healing angel. You know, invite him in and let him help you in the area of health, okay?
Okay.
I do see things changing for you, and he's asking that you read about miracles and you read about, like, spiritual healings, okay? And I'm getting,
okay.
Have you also, you know, like, tried any kind of, like, natural treatments in conjunction with what you're having?
I have. I think that's kind of why I'm stage four now. So in the beginning I did. I didn't do anything. And I just did natural, like, raw foods and supplements and energy healing and different things. And, you know, I still do some of that. I drink dandelion tea and chamomile and ginger tea and
okay, well, you know what? I mean, I'm getting miracles, and I'm getting, like I said, you know, things are turning. So, of course, like, you know, whenever you get an angel reading or, you know, anything else, don't, you know, use it as a substitute for your medical, you know, treatment that you're getting, okay? But I am getting the word divine, the words divine intervention, okay?
Okay.
So if you will allow Archangel Raphael and the angels to come in, they want to help you with your health, okay? And I'm getting as well the word detoxification. You might need to detox your emotions. I do feel like there's a lot of negativity, Susan, that you're holding on to.
Yeah.
Okay, and of course, do you sleep well? Because I'm getting you really need to sleep a little bit better, maybe a little bit more restful sleep.
Yeah, I've always had trouble sleeping, and I've always had trouble with depression most of my life, so...
I will invite, please, if you will, invite the angels in. And I'm getting, like I said, I am getting miraculous intervention, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so if you will, you know, invite Archangel Raphael in and the other angels, they want to help you, you know, with all areas of your life, okay? And just, you're a beautiful, sensitive person. And just honor your sensitivity, okay? And allow the angels to come and just help you to heal. and please stay optimistic. And that's what I have for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless you, Susan.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, Susan. When BC was saying that you were a leader, I was also getting the same thing. But I will get back to that in my reading. What I have for you is that you really need to embrace your true purpose of yourself right now and really trust yourself. Bring around some new adventures for yourself. Even though, like you said, you don't get out much, it really is time for you to be a little bit bold and unleash that adventurous side of yourself and take a few risks. Be a little bit daring and allow yourself to put yourself out there, even if it's, not the possibility to go out of the house. If you make the possibility of putting yourself out there, say, on the internet or something like that, is what I'm seeing, is that right now you have a purpose to connect with others. And you need to trust yourself in that. Like you said, even though you battle depression and you've been going through quite a bit lately, there may be other people out there that actually may benefit from hearing your struggle and, knowing how you've battled it, what you've done. So share your story. That's what I'm hearing, is it's really time for you to share your story right now. So really trust in yourself and honor yourself in that. I'm seeing roses around you, and that, that there is really a lot of love around you and in your life, and that you need to honor that and know that you, there really is people in your life right now that you can completely trust, and share your heart with them. Be compassionate with them. That will help you release your own fears and create more hope and dreams for yourself. And knowing that as you do that, it's going to bring you very valuable insight about what's going on. It's going to bring on a richer inner life. And it's just going to show others how much integrity you really have in relationship. But you're also the peacemaker. So if there's been some people in your family that have been up and down or really not working things out, know that you too are a peacemaker. And just by your kindness, your intentions, and you being so honorable, you actually have the ability to help these people work things out with themselves. I also see that you need to get more involved, like, I'm going to go back to what DC said about you being a leader. And I also see this being in the arts. And so somehow or another, I don't know what type of artwork you do or what media you work with, but it might be time for you to maybe teach others or share that with others. Even if it's just a free seminar or a day in the park, bring your, throw out if it's artistry, a painting or something, gather a group together in a garage and paint together, just lead them in making a painting, like do that. But you could just do it for fun. It doesn't have to be a profession or set yourself up with something like that. But it is about being that compassionate leader and showing others what you do, sharing your art and allowing others to share their art. So say if it was throwing pottery on a pottery wheel, then, invite people over to spend time throwing pots on your wheel or something to that effect, of sharing yourself. But you need to be bold right now. And like I said, unleash that adventurous side of you. You really are much stronger than you believe you are, than you think you are. And your strength actually is going to assure a much happier outcome for yourself. It's going to empower you. I'm also seeing a totem of a lion. And so be like the lion and roar. Be bold, be strong, but yet have compassion. Know that releasing all judgments about yourself and about others is going to allow you to focus on love and light, and that's what's going to enrich you, is bringing that love and light into your life. As you do those things, share that energy. That is actually asking, it's your way of asking for more hope. It is the way of creating, you are creating a future. And if you've created so much of a future that you're offering to others, then God just, it's not going to be time for you to move on. It's going to be time for you to create. So get yourself out there and start creating that adventurous side of yourself. I know it's very difficult and hard when you're sick, but make it, if it is, make it your legacy to put something more out there. Create an adventure in your community for others to continue. It's one of those things that the kids do, girls do in Girl Scouting. In order to get their gold award, they have to create a project that actually continues long after they have completed the project. And that's what I'm hearing for you, is it's time for you to create a project that is going to continue and be long and prosperous. And that's the message that I have for you today, Susan. I hope that resonates with you.
Yeah, it does, somewhat.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling in today. And we, please, there's no limit on how many times you can call, other than we really prefer you only call once in a day. But, you're welcome to call to the show anytime. So don't worry about the calling too much or anything like that. And just come and receive your messages. That's what DC and I are here for, to do, is to deliver your messages to you. So thank you again for calling today. And you have a very Merry Christmas, all right?
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is from the 856 area code. 856, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hey, this is Laura. How are you?
Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show. Doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing okay. Happy holidays to you both.
Thank you.
Yes, looking forward. I've already had a great month spending time with family so far, and so still looking forward to a little bit more throughout the end of December. So I hope you're doing the same. Do you have a question for us today?
I just wondered what you see for me coming up in the new year, if you think I'm going to get a house eventually next year.
All right. Well, let's see what we've got.
Hi, Laura, this is DC.
Hi, DC.
Hi. The first thing that I want to ask you, as we're connecting, my dog, Ginger, she transitioned in July, and she's sort of digging all around you right now, okay? So to me, that's, she's trying to get you out of this rut that you're in, okay? So she's digging all around you, and she's asking, she's saying, hey, Laura, she wants you to feel, as beautiful as you are inside, on the outside. So she wants you to maybe, do something for yourself that you wouldn't consider doing, whether you want to go buy yourself an outfit, maybe get your hair done. But she's trying to, sort of, like I said, she's trying to dig you out of that rut that you're in, okay?
Okay.
She's digging, and then she's trying to pull you. She said, come on, Laura, let's have some fun, okay? And she wants you to celebrate the beautiful person that you are. She's saying that, you don't celebrate enough, okay? She's saying there's no, you don't have to have a special time to just have fun and celebrate, okay? So that's what she's saying. Like, are you feeling like you're in a rut as we're connecting?
What did you just ask me? I didn't hear that.
I said, do you feel as though you're in a little bit of a rut, like as we are connecting?
Oh, yeah, because I'm not working. I'm looking for work.
Okay, so I do feel like now she's showing me we're climbing up a mountain. What I'm getting for, this upcoming year is that you really have to be a little bit more conservative with your money, okay?
Right. I want to get a house, but every time
what I'm getting right now, is start by doing the best you can, save as much money as you can, And that's going to be, you know, this is going to be what's going to help you, okay? But I'm getting like this year, 2017 coming up, will be a good year for you. There's going to be good news in regard to work, okay? You're going to be able to get a position that you probably wouldn't even have imagined. It's going to be better than you could have dreamed of, okay? This is going to be a very happy, productive year, okay? And I'm getting, you're sort of finding new ways to, like, reach for bigger and better things, okay? So like I said, like, we're in 2016. You are in a little bit of a rut. But I do see 2017 getting a lot better, Laura. Okay,
you know,
so
when that's going to happen in 2017?
Don't. It starts with you, with what you do now, hon. You know what I'm saying? There's no. You can't say abracadabra.
Right.
I'm getting. Yes, you can have. You can have that house that you're wanting, okay? But it's going to take hard work, and you know that's what's going to get you that house, okay? But this is 2017 is going to be a beautiful time of new beginnings in your life. So you really, like I said, you have to start like planning now and start working toward it, okay? But take a little time and do something nice for you is what I'm getting, and that's really going to help. Do you meditate? Because I'm getting if you meditate and really try to just, like, go within and stay calm, you're going to discover a lot of stuff about yourself, okay?
Okay.
You have this beautiful light within, and just direct it towards what you're wanting to achieve is what the angels are showing me, okay? All you have to do is just direct it to what you're wanting. So if you start now, okay. But what I'm getting right now, like right now, we're doing a real time reading. So as we're connecting, I do feel like this is sort of like a test in regard to finances. Okay, so the angels are asking that you remain optimistic and you go forward slowly. Okay, and as winter, you know, we're in winter now. It always turns to spring. I'm getting that you're standing on your own 2 feet. Okay, so. Don't let, like, any kind of feelings interfere with your goals, okay? And the angels are with you, and they're saying, Laura, you can overcome your financial issues by moving ahead and, you know, staying determined and having that willpower, okay?
Okay.
So you've got it. The big thing I'm getting in, like, these big bold letters, and they're flashing, is, Laura, think unlimited. Don't limit yourself, okay? So
yeah.
I'm getting, like I said, a little like mini vacation, even if it's like to just get out for the day and go to a mall, walk around, anything just so you don't think about things. That's going to help to just walk away from it, even for a day. Don't think about any of that, okay? And envision this beautiful, beautiful light all around, you know, what you're wanting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting that, you know, you're going to make things happen. Okay, and just know that, you know, what you're going through now, there's a reason for it and there's a purpose. And, you know, you may not actually know why now, but you will down the road, okay? And, Laura, you have natural leadership skills, okay? And that's what's going to help you to move forward, hon. So give yourself permission to let your beautiful light shine from within. Mother Mary is with you, and she's helping you as we're connecting, okay? And what I'm getting... there might be actually like a connection between you and your own mother, okay, that is holding us to some kind of long-term patterns, okay? So I'm getting that, you know, there may be a need to heal some mother issues, okay? It could be with your mom or it could be other women, okay? And just ask the angels to come in and they're going to help you with that. And it starts by you loving yourself, okay? Okay,
yeah, well,
so just please, every day when you get up, tell yourself how much that you know that you love you. And just know that Mother Mary, she's there as well. She's going to help you. And we have the angel of expansion coming forward, Laura, asking you, please, Laura, release your limiting beliefs, okay? Because whatever you believe is what you're manifesting. If you believe there's lack, there's going to be lack. If you believe there's limitations, there are going to be limitations. But if you believe in love, you're going to give and receive love, okay? So just believe that there is light, and the light is going to just go through everything, and, you know, you're going to let that light shine, and I'm seeing that you're going to be really, really successful, Laura. Okay? So the angels are just saying, you know, you have to decide, you know. Once you decide, hey, you know, I'm going to fulfill this goal, I'm going to have that, you know, that house, whatever your goal is, the universe is going to stand beside you and it's going to help you, okay? But you've got, it starts with Laura. You've got to decide, okay?
Okay.
So as we stated like earlier in the show, like the angels can't come in and help unless, you know, you put the intention out there, okay?
You see, I put the intention out there all the time, every year.
Okay, well, there's something that's holding you back. Like I said, there's something.
For, believe me, I know. I've been to angel circles. I read all these books. And
okay, but there's some fear and limitation. I'm seeing fear, you know. And like I said,
you know, it's like,
there's something that's back. Just invite the angels in and to get rid of this, because 2017 is going to be a beautiful year, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting there may be a little bit of unexpressed emotion, and it may be preventing you from, you know, like fully feeling. You know, let go of whatever you're holding on inside. Let it go. It's of the past, okay? And just let it go and embrace all the healing it's going to bring to you, okay? And you are going to have a beautiful year, okay? Like I said, I see Mother Mary. You know, she's around you, and she just wants you to, you know, connect with her, and she's going to help you, you know, with all the areas of your life, okay, that need working on. And like I said, I see, you know, loving yourself as one of the big areas, okay? She'll come in, you ask her, she'll bring clarity, you know, and then I'm seeing you, like I said, you have to say, you know, you have to make that decision, I decide, and then commit to what you believe, okay? And everything else is going to start to take care of itself, Laura. That's what I'm seeing for you.
Okay.
Okay, but just I decide, and what you decide, you know, that you're going to have that job, you know, in 2017, I decide I'm going to have that house. And allow Mother Mary to come in. Like I said, I feel like there's some kind of, whether it's your own mom or a mother figure, there's something there that needs healing, hon, okay?
Okay. I got along
okay,
great
and
with my mom, though, so there wasn't really any.
Well, there might be a mother figure. There's something, like I said, with, like, women, like a specific woman, I don't know, but there's something in regard to, like, female energy, hon, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Jesus.
And that's what I got, Laura. God bless, hon.
Same to you. Happy holidays.
All right. Thank you, DC. That was beautiful. What I have for you is... right now, what I'm seeing is change is really on the way for you right now. It is, how do I want to say it? It's like a new lease on life. It's the end of a stagnant situation. You've been in stagnation for a while. And although you've been asking God and the angels, you know, to help you, you know, don't forget to ask the elementals, too. Ask the fairies. Ask the tree nymphs. Get out in nature, cold or not, you know, even if it's just to step out on a porch and breathe in nature. Let it show up for you. One of the things I've seen is that you're actually, I'm here to remind you that you're actually very wonderful and eclectic. You're very magical in yourself. And with those qualities, sometimes people label you as weird or unusual, and that kind of bothers you. But the thing is, there is incredible potential in being abstract, weird, and unusual. Just know that that potential really lies in the unique self. And being unique, you have the ability to create. When we ask and... like we ask our guards, guardians, you know, our guards, our guides, our angels, our guardians, God, help, Jesus, Mary. But sometimes we ask, but because of free will, we are not completely opening up to the portion that is allowing. Another way to open up the portion to the allowing, which I did hear you say that you do, is by giving to others, going out there and creating for others. Because that's one of the ways of making things happen for yourself is to get the wheel in motion. Once the wheels are in motion, it's hard to stop them. And so by going out and creating and putting on a class or a seminar or, you know, a full moon circle, something to that effect, you're putting the wheels into motion to create. That allows the energy of giftedness to for you to be a receiver. And in order to be a good receiver, you must be a good giver and vice versa. So just know that that's one of the first things that's going on. But it really, you really have been at a temporary pause in action. But just know the thing that's going to really open up that action again is your uniqueness. There's also been some indecisions that have been holding you back, making the choices that you feel are best for you. And, you know, sometimes you're trying to please others. And that's not, I mean, you really have, that's making you feel trapped. And that's just, that feeling trapped is not making, allowing things to move forward because of feeling trapped, trying to please other people. And some of this is an argument between your intellectual and your emotional. Your emotional says, I want to put myself out there. I want to do this. I want to create. I want to move forward. But the intellectual says, well, people might make fun of me. Is that really going to make me money? How am I going to get a job if I'm doing all these other things? And mind you, I know exactly what I'm talking about because I have actually been through those stresses and struggles this last 6 months. And so I really, I mean, I'm coming from a place of knowing with that because it's something I've been struggling with too. But know that your uniqueness that is you, that eclecticness, is really what's going to make it happen. But you, it's created a bit of stress coming from having too many things going on at once, trying to please too many people, and actually not successfully juggling all that's going on. And so, you know, if you successfully start multitasking a little bit better, using that uniqueness, knowing that thing in you that's different than others is actually what's going to create the changes. There's going to be a sudden turn of events, and things are going to start happening a lot quicker for you. So I'm also seeing that, yes, there is going to be a change in your household situation. It's going to improve, and it's going to be a very healthy change. It could very well be through a move. But know that you know, you don't need to worry about it because things are actually going to be working out really beautifully for you. But again, I have to go back to what I was saying. You need to take that risk, and you really need to put what's in your heart and your true heart's desires into action. So a lot of this, you know, I'm getting two things that there's, you know, at the beginning there's been a temporary pause in action. But here at the end of your reading, I'm hearing take that leap of faith and you will be able to put things into action. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope that resonates with you, Laura.
Yeah, thanks, Eileen. I appreciate it. Thanks, DC.
You're welcome. Just take that leap of faith, darling. Right? And Merry Christmas to you.
And you. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, my next caller is from the 857 area code. 857, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, ladies. This is Gwen.
Gwen? Well, welcome to the show, yes. Gwen. And do you have a question for us today?
I would just love a general reading as to how 2017, what is the energy going forward for me?
All right, let's see what we
come
up with. Okay, hi, Gwen. This is DC.
Hey, DC.
I just wanted to ask, do you resonate with Mother Mary?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I have a Mother Mary card here, and it flew up in the air when you wanted to know. So I feel she's strongly around you, okay?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so what I'm getting is just, during the year 2017, just really make sure that, you know, family, close friends, that you really realize how important that they are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just, I'm getting, this is going to be a beautiful year where bonds are going to be, like, really deepened within everyone,
yes.
Okay? This is going to be a year a vitality. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is like a beautiful feel-good year.
Yeah.
And just don't take on more than you can, is what the angels are saying.
True.
Just take a little time off if you need it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. and I'm getting it, you know, relationship take work, Gwen, okay?
Okay.
So that's what I'm getting in regard to relationships. Are you in a relationship? Are you wanting to be in a relationship?
Well, there is a friendship that's moving towards a romantic.
Okay, so in that respect, you really have to decide now what it is that you expect from a relationship.
Exactly.
You know, what it is, you know, what is it that you are wanting, you know, from a relationship? You've got to make that decision.
It's true. Very true.
Okay. 2017 is going to be a beautiful year of prosperity if you start by giving something away,
okay.
something that you're not using. You know, donate it.
Okay.
And when we do that, the universe returns the favor and, you know, it returns it generously is what
That's
the angels
true.
Are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm seeing like dollar signs all around you. This is going to be a really good year financially. But make sure it starts off with you, you know, just, you know, watching how you use the money, okay? Because I do feel like it might start off where you feel that things are, like, a little bit tight, but you're going to gift, like I said, we're going to gift something that we're not using. We're going to gift that, you know, if you go to a coffee shop, person ahead of you a coffee, and the universe will return the favor. And I see this is going to be a beautiful year for you.
You know what? I'm actually feeling that now.
Yes. And I'm getting too, Gwen. You know what? You don't have to work as hard as you're working.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
Put the intention out there that you want to have a job that requires less pressure and less responsibility. I see prosperity all around you.
Wow.
So I'm getting that you're either going to receive a promotion or it's going to be a new job.
I'm kind of hoping it'll be a new job.
Okay. I'm also getting fundraising opportunities. So I don't know if you're into with fundraising, but I'm getting that if you do, that's going to help with success in recognition.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I'm getting like really big money signs, so that means it could be like a major windfall. Okay?
Wow.
For money from career to come in, just do something that you love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting it actually could be a business adventure, maybe with a partner.
Yes.
But I am getting you're going to have financial prosperity. And, of course, you always trust and follow your own intuition. That's what the angels are saying. Keep trusting and following the intuition. And just know as you and I are connecting, your finances are not as bad as they look.
Right.
I'm getting a little bit of an imbalance, but it's little.
Yeah.
And and the good, and I'm seeing how that balances out. It all starts to balance out. Okay?
Beautiful, DC.
I'm just getting like the sun is shining. Then I see this big, beautiful rainbow. And to me, that means like, you know, like the money is coming. You know, it's coming. It's sort of like I said, a windfall but whatever it is, it's like big money. And this is a really good cycle of your life, okay?
Yes. I'm sensing that.
You're in a very nice cycle right now.
Yes, I'm truly sensing that.
Okay, and I'm getting to maybe a new relationship coming your way with someone that's a little bit outgoing, intelligent, dynamic. Or, of course, I just saw like a lighter with a flame and stuff. So it could be a reunion with an old flame.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, because I just saw an old flame, and I'm getting this could actually be a twin flame of yours.
Oh my gosh, DC.
Are you ready? Is what the angels are saying, you know?
I am.
And you're one half of the whole, and this person is the other half of the whole. Okay.
Yes. It's been 10, 11 years.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. Like I said, twin flame is the word that popped in. You just need to be a little bit more patient, a little bit understanding, okay?
Yes.
And when this does occur, you don't want too much too soon. You want to nurture it, okay?
That's true. Yep. Exactly. Yep.
But I'm getting lovers in the air. Just go with the flow and just, you know, enjoy this feeling. It's going to be beautiful.
Excellent.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Wow.
And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen Gwynn. God bless
Thank
and
you,
happy Gigi. Holidays.
God bless. And happy holidays to you, honey.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, DC. That was beautiful.
Yes.
Gwynn, what I have for you today is a little, it's very rare, but it's actually the opposite of what DC said.
Okay.
So I'm going to share it with you, too. And that is that it's actually not a good timing for a career change.
Okay.
Even though you're feeling a little bit challenged when it comes to the money, it's just not a good time to change careers right now. That doesn't mean that money isn't coming in. It could be, but it's not going to be due to a career change. It could be within the same career and what you're doing. But that's the first thing that I received was not a good time for a career change. So it is a good time, though, to reach out to others and ask for their assistance. So maybe that means reaching out and asking for a raise or something like that, staying within still, you know, the same area of work that you're in, the same career. But, you know, really, you know, I'm seeing for you, too, that even though it's mid, you know, almost the first day of winter, it is still time to go out and get a breath of fresh air. Clear your head. Clear yourself. You know, I know it's cold out everywhere in the nation right now. But, you know, even just to get out and allow that brisk air to come around you and breathe it in and clear out any stale, stagnant air that's in your lungs, because that has a tendency to hold us back. It actually makes your system feel toxic. And so right now it's a time that you need to kind of clear and clean yourself out. Drink a little extra water. I'm seeing water with a squeeze of lemon in it. You know, so drink some lemon water to help clear out the toxins in your body. You know, just sip on it throughout the day, you know, and when you, you know, pour your bottle of water in the morning. I have a feeling you're a water drinker. And just put a little squeeze of lemon in it and, you know, give you those little bit of extra electrolytes from that lemon. But right now I'm also seeing that you are an extremely strong person. You have great strength about you. And this is an inner strength that goes along with your beautiful grace and wisdom. And it is really what is needed to overcome any challenges that you know, arrive in your life, is that power of your own kindness and forgiveness. It's really... It's embrace that in yourself. You are so beautiful. It is time to really embrace that gorgeous, beautiful power. Like I said, the grace and the strength that you have in you. Embrace that because that is, I see you moving forward. Carry yourself as a goddess. Hold your head high every time you to the room. You are very, very powerful, Gwynn.
Yes.
So step forward in that. Every room you walk into, before you step into that room, you take a deep breath, you fill up your chest with beautiful fresh oxygen, you hold your chest high, hold your chin up, and step into the room in all your glory. You are a glorious being.
Wow.
And others need to really see who you are. And you're plain timid. And that's not who you are. And it's not serving you. It's not serving you at all.
Right.
What's really reward you is to really step into that. Then people, when they see you carry yourself so well, they'll start recognizing all the hard work that you've been doing. And that you've actually been a great success, not only for yourself, but also for others because of being this powerful being that you are. So cherish yourself. Understand that no one can hold you back but you.
Yes.
And really step out in that, because that's who you are. As you do that, you know that everything you need is supplied to you. You may not be rich and have everything in the world, you don't struggle either. You have provided well for yourself. And that will continue. That will always continue. And it's part of it is that strength and power within you. You're somewhat of a leader, but you lead by example. You don't lead by instruction. You lead by example.
Yes.
And you carry that forward in everything you do. And I just keep hearing, hold that head high. That is your power.
Yes.
Put your power out there, and everything you so desire is going to come to you. With that, though, you do need to take a few risks. Really look and see what your heart's desire is.
Mm-hmm.
Take a bit of risks in that area. Jump into action. And know that as you do that, what you really desire is going to come to you, including a new relationship. I'm not really sure the one that you're in is really quite the right one. Unless he's intimidated by your power. And if this person is intimidated by your power, then they are never going to support you.
True.
Okay? They're always going to be a little intimidated. They're going to honor you. They're going to tell you it's great. They're going to respect your power, blah, blah, blah. But they're always going to be just a little bit intimidated by it. And instead, you need more of an equal. You need someone that, maybe isn't in the forefront, but that understands that that is your power and strength, and know that the glory of you stands in that. And by accepting that, honoring you for that, it allows them to stand in their own glory. That's the person you need to meet. That's the person that you are going to be meeting. And that's the message I have for you today.
Beautiful.
I hope that.
Wow.
Yeah. Holiday
evening, Gwen.
Eileen, I'd just like to say we didn't disagree on our reading, because the reading that I gave Gwen was for 2017. It wasn't for now.
Okay.
So we basically did
it.
Because everything I told her, she wanted to know for 2017. So as you were correct, and I was correct, because I told her what was going to happen in 2017.
Yeah. Well, it was the only thing that was different was, you said it might be time for a career change, and I was seeing that it wasn't. That was the only real difference in
our
reading.
Because we're in December. In 2017, it'll be time for a career change.
What it means is that. Just right yet, it's not time right yet for that career change.
Yeah, not as we're speaking, but in 2017, everything's going to fall into place with career and love and everything.
Yeah, because, I'm feeling, because, within my soul, I'm feeling that. And Eileen, I mean, you hit on, you both were right on what you hit on. I mean, there was nothing, you both were just on point, 100% on point.
Right.
And Eileen, when you said stepping into my power and really coming up to the plate, I did that in 2017, which I've never done in my life, ever. I'm seeing things within my work changing because I had to step up to the plate and say, hey, this is who I am. This is what I can do.
You made a decision. Yep, I decide.
I made a decision to do that.
Yes, once you take control, everything changes.
Yes. And things started, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are those who see this power and strength, just as Eileen had spoke of in 2016, and they try for a roadblock, but I go, the universe just opens up and says, no, and just kick it out the way, and just, walk through this.
Yep, you're guided, you're being guided, you're fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And mind change, everything. And you spoke about getting out more. I walk all the time. I don't have a car. So I'm constantly outside. I have to. Just, again, to clear the air, to clear my mind, to clear my thoughts. So you both were 110%. I'm giving you 110% on point.
Well, beautiful. Well, that should send you into the new year with really some great perspective, some extra potential, and knowing that what you've been doing is the right thing for you. It's everything you need to be doing. And it's really going to – well, you're going to continue to move forward. You're going to continue to grow, as both DT and I said. You're going to have a few career changes. And, you know, both of us have potential for a really new relationship that's going to be with someone that is going to honor your power and your strength.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you both were just fabulous as always. Just fabulous. Always.
Thank you. Yourself. You know what? It took a lot to get you where you are today, so be very proud.
Yeah. It took me opening my mouth, you know, in a way that was right, in a way that was right, and asking for what I want and for what I need. I've never done that in my life. At the age I'm at now, I've never
rude,
done that in my life.
Not being rude, but being assertive.
Assertive.
Right.
Politely. Saying, hey, this is what I want. This is what I need. And I can do this.
Yes.
And of course, you're gonna have those that be like, she can't do this. Let's set some little roadblocks. I've overcome all of them. They're scratching their head.
Good.
I don't know what to do.
Well, there's nothing to stop you now. Just forward.
But just know that there's still several things that are in your heart that you would like to make happen that you really haven't taken the risk for. So just know. As you move into 2017, it really is time to take the risk and put those desires into action. Okay?
Yes. Because I know that it's gonna come to pass.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, ladies, thank you. Oh, my gosh, thank you.
Oh, God
Absolutely.
Bless
welcome.
You. Have a happy holiday.
You as well. God
happy,
bless you.
Have a Merry Christmas. Uh-huh. God bless.
Well. God bless.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our next caller, glad we were able to connect with her. Our next caller is from the 229 area code. 229, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. We lost time. He's back, Eileen.
Yes.
Remember Melvin called in and his call dropped and the connection wasn't good.
Yeah.
So what kind of reading can we give you today, Melvin?
Just whatever message the angels have for me and whatever you're picking up, because I have too many questions.
All right. Well, that's the kind I like anyway, because then it allows them to tell you what they want you to know today.
Okay.
Awesome, Melvin, and thank you for calling in again. This is DC. The first message that I want, Melvin, is I hear that good news is coming your way. Okay?
Okay.
Everything in your life is on the upswing, is what the angels are showing me, Melvin. Okay, I'm seeing, happiness is just surrounding you. Your emotional state is much better. You're stable, you're secure, you're satisfied. And, Melvin, you're really trusting your intuition, and, that's going to help you, okay? I'm seeing there's going to be a secure relationship around you. And with this relationship, it's going to help in every other area of your life, Melvin, okay?
Okay.
What's that, Melvin?
How soon is a relationship coming my way?
Okay, I mean, I don't have the time, right now, Melvin, to figure that out, as we're, on air here. It takes a little bit longer. Okay?
That's okay.
Okay. But just, I'm getting, someone is, coming into your energy, Melvin. Okay? So what I'm getting, when this person arrives, please, whatever you do, don't play hard to get, okay? Because it's not going to turn out the way that you would like if you do play hard, Melvin, okay? I'm getting there's an challenge coming your way. I don't know if you were applying for, a new job or something, because I'm seeing, something that you have to sign, okay? Whatever paper it is that you have to sign, please just, look over it carefully. There may be a temporary delay, though, right now as we're connecting. But just know that, you know, don't worry about the delay, Melvin, because you can do anything that you want to do right now. So go after what it, you know, whatever it is that you're wanting, okay? And you have the ability to bring in people that are going to help you. I'm getting as well, you need a little bit more balance in your life, so maybe just look over what you're doing and put a couple things to the side. I'm also getting it may be causing you a little bit of stress right now. And what you need now, Melvin, is not a little bit more stress, but you do need a little bit more fun. Okay? So try to balance, like, every area of your life. Okay? And I'm getting around your health. Just know that, you know what, your intuition is really going to help you with your health, Melvin. So don't, you know, don't count on the doctors 100%. Take into account what you're feeling as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm seeing, let's see, what are the angels showing me? I'm trying to see what they're showing me. There's a picture here. Okay. Okay, I'm seeing little hearts, okay? I'm just getting that this too might be, it might be an old flame. There's that may be an old flame, Melvin, someone coming back. I don't know if it's from this lifetime or another lifetime, but I'm getting past relationship, Melvin.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it could be from this lifetime or it could be from another one, okay? And, Melvin, you have a beautiful personality. And if you just, you know, let the person really connect with who you are inside, you're going to have a beautiful, beautiful relationship with this person, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, this person is really going to be someone that you're going to have a nice long future with. I'm getting either commitment or marriage, okay?
Wow. Yes.
And mm-hmm. getting you're going to really be blessed, Melvin, okay?
Okay.
Your finances are improving is what I'm getting. Just, you know, be open-minded. And what is it that you love, Melvin? Because I'm getting, you know, doing what you are loving is really going to help you to connect with making some money, okay?
Right. I really love coaching football.
Okay.
That's
and
my
I'm just
life.
Getting is, well, just think about that, and I, you know, there's a connection, and you're going to be able to make money. And I'm getting just emotionally detach yourself because you're a little bit, you know. Too, you're holding on like too tight in regard to money, okay? So emotionally
yeah.
detach yourself. And I'm getting, like you said, I see this beautiful woman, you and this woman in this beautiful embrace, and I'm seeing all these celebrations. And, Melvin, I'm also getting, you may need a little bit more training to really help you make that money with, you know, the field that you love, okay? So don't be surprised if you end up taking, you know, it like classes or, you know, something, some area of studies is what the angels are showing me, hon.
Yeah. I have nine
okay.
classes with nine.
What was that, Melvin? I couldn't hear you.
I have nine classes remaining before I get my degree in disciplinary.
Oh, okay. There you go. There you go. Well, you know what, Melvin?
Yes.
You're
but
very
I'm running
close
out of
to...
money, though.
Okay. Well, you're very close to your goals. The angels are showing me. Just know that new beginnings are coming your way. It's going to be really exciting. This cycle of your life that you're starting now is going to be filled with prosperity and accomplishments, Melvin.
Okay.
And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Eileen and wish you a very, very happy holiday season, Melvin. God bless.
God bless. Thank you, DC.
All right, Melvin. I actually have a very big reading for you. Like I've said in the past, I'm using several decks, but the one I'm using is a fairy deck. It's a 78-card deck, and there's 22 cards that are major arcanas that have to do with major things in our life. The others are more about emotion, spirituality, and, you know, day-to-day feelings or adventures. And today I pulled three major cards for you. So the first thing I have for you right now is that you need to do the right things for the right reason.
Okay.
And part of this is comparing those traditional viewpoints versus new approaches that we can see that are going to work for us right now. And so some of the things of the past really don't work anymore. although a lot of old school people want to keep us in that rut of status quo, the same thing we've always done, keep doing it and it'll be fine. What I'm hearing is that you really need to get out of that and do something that makes things happen by unconventional methods, a different approach. You need new approaches. The approaches you've been doing are basically what you were taught as a kid. This is how you have to do things or you're never going to be a success. And in this day and age, that's just not true. One of the other things I'm seeing for you is that to be, you know, to make sure that you spend time in a spiritually minded community or with spiritual people that have the same viewpoint as you do. And, you know, sit with them, talk with them, share with them. Understand the messages that they have to share with you. That is what I'm hearing for you right away, is to really, you know, get out there and share with like-minded people in a spiritually-minded community, whatever that means to you, whether it be a formal church, whether it to be a some type of, you know, pagan activities, whether, you know, whatever type of ritual makes for comfort for you, that's what you need to share. But you need to share that with a community of people. So the next thing that goes along with that is for you to find a mentor. You need to take a break from, you know, like I said, that status quo of the way you've been thinking about things, and find yourself a mentor that is going to help you make a commitment in your spiritual growth. Next thing I have is that this feeling you've had of being trapped, or that things aren't moving forward and doing what you'd like them to, is all an illusion. You've been placing way too much importance on material things and getting caught up in the fear and worry of not having those things, which is taking away from receiving. Okay? Basically, all of this right here that I'm seeing is basically telling me that you need to get out into a spiritual community. As you do, as you give of yourself, the illusions of being trapped are just going to fall away. You're not going to be trapped anymore. You're going to be long. And that's what I've seen, is you need spiritual community as your place to belong. And as you do that, you're going to really come out of yourself. You're going to see the new approaches that you need to make to your own life to facilitate the changes that you desire. And this really has to do with your desires. Really take some time to really contemplate those things, as we do, you know, when we go to church or go to a spiritual event, is we do take time to contemplate, meditate, and recharge our own spiritual bodies so that we can move forward. Now, you were stating that, you know, your most favorite thing, you know, that you'd really like to do is to coach football. And so, you know, maybe if you get involved and really find that deep-seated place in yourself, that energy of that spirituality, that sharing of self with others, is actually going to help provide a place for you to help coach football. And that's what I'm seeing. There's no real reason to force this, though. Things happen in their own due timing. So it's like easy does it. Just ease into it. Just, you know, find yourself that place where you truly belong. And to tell you the truth, as you do all of this, you're going to find yourself a place to coach. I also see that as you do this, that someone, that a true love is really going to enter your life, and that you're going to have it all. It's going to slowly arrive, but it's going to be through you developing who you are spiritually that is going to bring you forward on those other paths of being able to do the things you want, to reach your heart desire of you know, coaching, as you're doing that, you're actually, what's going to bring in is that love of your life. I see it arriving for you this next year. And so that is the reading that I have for you today, Melvin. I don't know,
okay.
are you a member of a church? Do you go somewhere and practice some type of spirituality somewhere?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You're right on with it, because I pray a lot, and I talk to a lot of people about, you know, the Lord, and I give a lot of advice, but I have slowed down from going to church, and I already made up my mind I'm going to start back going to church, and I'm going to probably go Christmas Day morning and go to church, and I'm going to, you know, continue to go back to my home church. And
what I'm seeing is that you need that place of community. And as you seek that place of community and get involved in that community, I'll bet you anything you end up getting involved in the youth group there, which will give you an opportunity to, you know, coach some of those kids in football. It's also going to give you an opportunity to meet spiritually like-minded people that is going to bring that love that we all desire into your life this next year. And that's what I see for you, Melvin.
Okay. Well, do you see, like, far as my, they cut my hours on my job, but do you see me getting my utilities paid on time and rent for this month?
I really don't have time for you know, 3 and 4 questions. That's really, I've given you the best reading I can for today.
Okay,
you asked for an open message. And that was actually the open message. So to tell you the truth, I think really as you get involved in a more spiritually minded community, that everything in your life is actually going to fall into place. And what I can tell you is go with what I've given you first by finding that spiritual place to belong. And as you do that, you will see everything else will help fall into place for you. And that's that was your message for today. All right?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
and you have a very, very,
God
Merry
bless,
Christmas.
Mel.
All right?
Happy
okay,
holidays.
All right. Okay. Our next caller is from the 631 area.
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome to Angel Antics. And do you have a question for us today?
Yes. What great things do you see happening maybe for the next 2 weeks and for 2017?
All right. Well, let's see what we've got.
Okay. Hi, Suzanne. This is JC.
Hi.
The first thing I see around you, there's going to be a lot of spiritual growth, okay? So please, I don't know if you meditate, but meditation is really important right now. I see prosperity coming to you. I also see maybe you going back to school. Are you thinking about getting additional training?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, you asked for, like, now, the next 2 weeks in 2017. I do see you, there's extra learning that you're going to have, whether it's a seminar or, a full course. There's books around you, okay? As well, there's going to be extremely important choices that need to be made. And please, when you make these decisions, make them from the heart, okay?
What kind of choices?
Okay, I just heard the word choices, and I'm also feeling, are you with someone?
No. I wish I was.
Okay. Well, I feel you're going to meet that someone, hon. That's what the choice is going to be. I'm getting it's going to be a soulmate relationship.
You mean whether I like the person or not? Is that the choice? Or?
No. There's probably going to be other people, but I feel like a soulmate is coming in for you. Okay? So just think with your heart, okay? You have guardian angels all around you. I'm getting that your heart may have been hurt in the past. I'm getting healing is going on now. Just be prepared for this beautiful, beautiful healing relationship. You have positive energy from the universe, and it's really shining down upon you like in the area of love, hon, okay, Suzanne?
Well, that's good.
Yeah. This, like I said, just follow your heart, okay? And when you follow your heart, you're going to be amazed, okay? You're going to feel like love is in the air. Just go with the flow. Don't be afraid to express yourself, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting, this is a time like to really focus. Maybe it's projects, something you want to accomplish. Romance, of course, is going to be one of the things that you're going to be really focusing on for 2017. Okay, I see that coming for you. Okay. So the other thing that I saw is just everything does happen for a reason. So if there's anything that you're holding on to, please let it go, okay? Just trust what the universe has in store for you, because if you're letting go of something, something better is coming along for you, okay? And my dog, Ginger, transitioned in July, and I'm getting Don't Worry, Be Happy. She's singing that song. I feel like you spend more time worrying than you do having fun. Okay, and she's saying, please, Suzanne, know that the future is going to be beautiful. You're going to be amazed, okay? And she's asking that you take a little time out and laugh. She's saying that you haven't laughed enough, okay?
Yeah.
And 2017 is going to be a very, very busy year for you, okay? And it's all about balance.
What do you mean with work and relationship?
Well, with everything. Everything has to get, it's going to get into the proper balance. But I feel like in 2017, like you're going to feel comfortable in every area of your life, okay? You're going to feel like, I feel like I'm here where I'm supposed to be. This feels right, okay?
Is there anything with family or anything?
Okay, I'm just kidding. You really need to be a little bit more patient with your family. And it's going to take a little time for them to, like, really realize that sort of, I feel like they don't treat you like as an adult, okay?
You're right. Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah, and, you know, you want to live your own life. Just work with them very slowly, and you're going to establish a more positive relationship with them, okay?
You think real quick, with my son, that's my family, too.
Okay, hon, that's all I have. I have to give Eileen an opportunity to give a little bit as well. God bless you, Suzanne, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, hon. Eileen?
Yes, thank you so much, Lucy. That was beautiful. What I have right now has to do with decisions, and that indecision has really been holding you back. Rather than making a choice that's best for you, you've been trying to please others. And with that, it's been making you feel trapped. And it's kind of got you between the rock and the hard place of your intellectual choices and your emotional choices.
Well, I really don't have any choices right now with men or anything. I don't know what other kind of choices.
So you have nothing that has been, you haven't, decisions that you could make that you just haven't been?
No. Nope, I just got a new job. I don't have any decisions with men, so I don't have any decisions right now.
Okay. All right. Well, all I'm seeing is that, you know, that now is really a time for some unexpected changes, and that things have been moving forward. And sometimes as you move forward with this, that you should seek out other mentors and professionals and discuss the objectiveness with it. Excuse me, I'm coughing for no reason. And it's funny because the other thing I'm getting for you is also public speaking. Do you do any type of public speaking?
No.
No? All right.
Nope.
Well, gee, I wonder if this was just meant for somebody else, because it doesn't seem like any of it's resonating with you, but I can only give you what I've got.
That's okay. I mean,
I just started
a new job. Do you see a change in that or a change in getting a boyfriend? I mean, I don't know what changes you see.
Yeah. Well, this is just overall. What I'm getting is it's like it's winter time, and things have just been kind of, you know, not stopped or at a standstill, but have been just kind of like slowing down a little bit and giving you the time to really step back and view what's going on with And so some of the things of moving forward have to do with the decisions between the intellectual choice or the emotional choice. So, you know, it's like with this new job. It might have been the best
paying job.
Yeah,
you're right. It's not like my favorite job, but I need money.
Right. So you made the intellectual choice to take the job because financially you need it, rather than the emotional one of holding off and waiting for the one that really is going to make you happy. But with that said, if we turn down the job, and this is how I feel, because I actually turned down a job in an area that I really wanted to move to, but my family, my kids and stuff, did not feel it was the best choice for me. And so it was that, you know, emotional versus my intellectual choice. Intellectually, they were right. It probably wasn't the best move for me, but emotionally, I really wanted to make it. So it's kind of like that. I'm just sharing with you because that's, you know, to give you a representation. So, you know, basically it has to do with that. The other thing that that I've seen for you too is to really stand up for those things that you believe are right. You know, don't back down. I mean, if you see someone that is being treated poorly on the street, you know, you're the person that really could stand up and say, hey, you know, be easy on that person. It's not our place to judge. It's not our place to force another to do what you think they should. If someone, you know, wants to sit on the corner and beg for money, so be it. That's their choice. We might not like it as a society, but, you know, sometimes it's allowing what they need to do for themselves and not judge. I do see that the stirrings of your heartstrings have really been excited lately, you know, really coming up for you lately, and that it may very well be possible that someone may be coming into your life very soon for you to meet. Just know that this person is going to be very trustworthy. It's going to propel you into a new and greater version of you. So make sure that if someone does come into your life, that the best of you is coming out. If so, then that's the person that you're meant to be with. But just, you know, just worry about, I've been reading a lot lately that false twin flames have really been prevalent in our life in this past year or so, and that true twin flames are starting to really align with many of us, starting with the 2017 energies and moving forward with that. So just be cautious about knowing that this person is really making you the best version of yourself. But I do see someone coming in for you. But there is absolutely no need to hurry it, force it, or to make it happen. It's about perfect timing and allowing this to happen. And that's the message that I have for you today.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And have a very happy 2017.
You too.
All right. Thank you. And that actually brings us to the end of our show. We've got only 2 minutes left. So in that last 2 minutes, I would like to wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas. And I would actually just like to close with a really standard prayer. I know DC will have some closing words too. But before she does that, I would just like us all to drop into our heart space and let's say our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for all of our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is all yours. Deliver it unto us. Amen. And I close with that for my Merry Christmas wishings to all of you. DC?
Yes, Eileen, that was beautiful. Thank you. And I too want to wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. And I ask that each of you please invite your angels in and allow them to help guide you in the right direction and to align you with the blessings that are on your path and really to discover, you know, your true purpose. And just please, you know, make sure that you, you know, take the time and please connect with others around you. There may be someone that you know that doesn't have anyone, you know, to check on them this holiday season. So even if it's as simple as a phone call, you know, please take a little time and think of others as well during this holiday season. Thank you, Eileen. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful 2016, and sharing this journey with you is just amazing.
And as of this next week, DC and I will try to have a show. We're talking Thursday or Friday. But we're, of course, it's a busy, busy week for everyone, so we'll just have to see how things go. And also with what DC said, I want to add just one little tiny thing, that I do know that there is some severe weather streaking across the United States. So please check on those neighbors. If they're lock-ins or they don't have any way to get out, just knock on the door, poke your head in and say, hey, just want to make sure you were doing okay. You'd be surprised what can happen to someone that lives alone in their home in the winter, and no one's dropped by and check on them, but maybe once a week a family member will. But they may have been laying, you know, in their living room floor, not able to get up for 3 days by then. So please don't forget to check on your neighbors and your loved ones at this holiday season and let them know that you are thinking about them and that you love them. And with that, I want you to know, I love you. I love you, DC. Can't wait to see you and be with you.
I love you, Eileen. Oh, you too.
All right, Merry Christmas. Angel
blessings. Merry Christmas, everyone.
And may God's light shine upon all of you. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Bye-bye, everyone.
All right, bye-bye.